In January of 2020, Angélique Kidjo took the stage at the Grammys to accept the award for Best World Music Album. But her speech wasn't about herself.
The new generations of artists coming from Africa gonna take you by storm. The time has come.
It was almost as if Kidjo, who is originally from Benin, was passing the torch to younger musicians across Africa. And now she's brought many of them together on a new album called Mother Nature. When we talked, I asked whether this album, full of collaborations with young artists across Africa, is what she had in mind when she made that speech at the Grammys.
I wanted to prove it, because as I say it often, talk is cheap, action is expensive. Every corner of the continent, there are these youth hungry for something different. They want to have an impact in their own life, in their own community, family. They want to be reckoned with. Before, when I go to Africa, it's all about, how do I make this? I want to do like you. I want to do this. Now it's like, I'm doing it.
And how does that translate to the music that they're making?
The savviness of the creativity is out of this world. And what was really amazing for me doing this album was not only that I work with this young generation, but I'm working on all those songs with the young generation of producers, of beats, of sound, of recording that are coming from Africa.
Let's talk about one of these collaborations. When you won that Grammy in 2020, you dedicated the award to Burna Boy, who was also nominated in that category. He's an up-and-coming Nigerian artist. Now he is on this new album. So tell us about the track where you two collaborated. It's called Do Yourself.
Do Yourself is a song that is written by Burna Boy, because he said to me on the phone call, I'm gonna write a song for you, Ma.
He calls you Ma?
Yeah. And I say, okay, go for it. And he sent me the song. And if you have seen me in this studio, it was just like, I was humming, jumping, and dancing. I went crazy. All of them, every time the song of Yemi came, Mr. Easy, Chunguzo, the song comes into the studio, this studio becomes like the best place on the planet to be for me.
It's like the club anyone would want to go to.
I'm telling you, it's the climax of the world right here. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, dropping. I'm like, I was crazy happy.
The lyrics to so many of the songs are about issues that people are dealing with today, from climate change to state oppression and police violence. Can you tell us about the track Dignity?
The track Dignity was born out of the NSARS movement when the police started shooting with real bullets.
This is in Nigeria in October of 2020, yeah.
Yes.
SARS stands for Special Anti-Robbery Squad. This was protests against a police unit, yeah.
A brutality.
Yeah.
And I started worrying because I have family in Nigeria too, in Lagos, and friends. And my first instinct, I don't know why, I sent a WhatsApp message to Yemi and say, are you safe? Where are you? How are you?
This is a collaboration with Yemi Olade, a Nigerian artist.
Absolutely. She called me and said, Ma, I'm afraid. They're shooting at us. They're killing us. And I said, well, let's reply with music. Our bullet's gonna be music.
Wow.
Go back to the studio. I have a song that I wrote called Dignity. Let's work on it together. So I sent her the song, and then in 1 week she sent me her lyrics. And I have to tell you, listen to the lyrics. For a moment, I couldn't sing because it just took me by.
You're clutching your throat as you talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, if I wanted to talk about that movement, there's no way I could find those words to say it.
Those lyrics include, we come in peace, not in pieces, and respect is reciprocal. It's such an interesting way of putting it. Our bullets will be music. Our bullets will be songs.
That's the best way. I don't believe in violence. Violence is the weapon of the coward. And every dictatorship, at the top of it, raises insecurity and cowardice. Killing is easy. Sitting down and finding solutions together and discussing demand intelligence, compassion, empathy, and understanding.
You have experience with this in your own life. As you were growing up, Benin was run by a communist dictatorship. Can you tell us about what it was like to start your artistic journey in that kind of an environment?
I was brought up by parents that believe that freedom is a responsibility, it's a duty. And my father used to say to me, do not affiliate your music to any political party because they come and they go. You want to be an artist.
But was there pressure to sing for a political party, to write songs in praise of
That's what it was. First of all, what disappeared first was the variety of different music that was played on the radio. When you open the radio before the communist dictatorship comes in, you can go from Paul Anka to Michael Jackson to everything. And then suddenly, you wake up in the morning, the first thing you hear is, ready for the revolution, the fights continue in every different languages. And the musician, the bands in Benin were summoned by the government that every music that they play have to talk about the change they are bringing about the propaganda. And I never did that, and I couldn't do it. It was too much for me to bear. I can't stay. So it took us a year to plan my living because I couldn't do it anymore.
And you moved to France when you were in your early 20s.
Yes.
When you look at the young African artists who you're working with today, do you think things have changed, that they don't have to move to a country like France in order to find the kind of success that you've had in your career?
That's a fact. Bonaparte haven't moved nowhere. He's in Nigeria. Yemi Alade, Mr. Easy, Sampa the Great, the list goes on and on. They are entrepreneur and big star in their own right, in their own country, making lots of money for themselves.
Do you feel a level of pride at having paved the way for them?
Oh, yes. Because I always say, if I could have the career I have today, I am moving nowhere. There's nothing better than home. Because home is your sanctuary, where people love you and protect you and hold you and carry you and caress you. It's not somewhere out there.